Late night. I always feel so compelled to say that, because if you can hear the full version, and I made it myself actually. It needs some work, but it will do. You can hear the full version on any of the bonus episodes on Facebook, the 5x5 completely spelled out, or the blog, the 5x5 with the fives being numeric, .blogspot.com. And welcome to the show, everybody. If you're still up, I'm still up because, you know, I work late on the weekend. So this is how the 5x5 late night show came into existence. today was just one of those days that, not that it was a bad day because it wasn't work-wise. I was had a pretty decent day at work. If you guys know, I can't stand my coworkers, but that's beside the point. But I just wanted to come home. I just wanted to come home. You know, sometimes you just want to come home and take off your shoes and decompress. And I've actually had a pretty decent week. I did find out actually, you can check how many hours you've logged or whatever, into the time system at work, and I think they've shorted me with 16 hours, and so I'll be in a 16 hours overtime. So I don't know what they're trying to pull, but I'm not having it. But we had a show earlier today. I didn't like it too much. It was not that I was rushed, but I was, you know, if you guys listen, I was going to work and I was hashtagging. Well, I hashtagged fat people problems, because I say it all the time, and not to call anybody fat, because I'm not the skinniest person on earth, trust. But no, I have fun with that, but I think I'm going to delete it. I was reading something about, you know, don't be scared to delete a bad show. So I'm going to take that and I'm going to delete it, but it will still be alive and well on the website, the 5x5.blogspot.com, and I'll put it up on Facebook as well. But so again, thank you guys for listening. Hopefully I won't ramble on too much. Actually, listen, while I was working, don't tell anybody. I did listen to a show that I liked a lot today. Some crude language. They use the F-bomb a lot. It is what it is, and I don't get offended too easily. So I think it was Dislex, D-I-S-L-E-X. They have a great show over there. Very, very laid back, casual, fun, very chat centric, so to speak. And that's something I want to develop my show into, with more people hanging out in the chat room. So if you're listening and seeing the link on Twitter, and I did notice that on Twitter that if you, I guess after the fact, you can listen to the show. Maybe it's not live, but you can also listen to the show live on the website under Spreaker Live. It should be broadcasting there. I need to update that page a little bit. But if you are at the website, check out some of the affiliates. A lot of them have a lot of new things going on for 2014. If you click the link using my page, we will get credit for it. I haven't got credit for anything yet, but always hoping. But yeah, so tonight I'm just kind of chatting and thinking about some stuff, talking about some stuff, and kind of decompressing from the actual normal week, which is not my week, the normal week, because like I said, it hasn't been a bad week. I just haven't gotten a lot of sleep. I think when I finally drifted off to sleep last night, it was like 4:30 or 5 o'clock, so this morning, and I don't know why I do that. I don't know. I need to get my sleep patterns under control, because I should come home and go right to bed. Then I can get up early. But I didn't. But the other night, I couldn't go to sleep because I was watching this horrible, horrible, horrible movie. And I didn't want it to be bad because I like all kind of that supernatural crazy stuff, but it ended up being kind of bad, but I couldn't turn away from it. Not that it was a train wreck, because it wasn't. It had some good parts. And you know, if you have looked at some of the shows out there that has to deal with, because supernatural creatures are in supernatural creatures are kind of in fashion. Of course, you have the vampires, which are all over the place. Then now you have werewolves that are, it's kind of taking over where the vampires left off. And which why I say that is because Teen Wolf is just they came back this week with season 3B, and this is the first time they've done a second part to the season because the show has taken off so well for them. I like all the kind of geeky comic book stuff. With that being said, this show took on witches. Again, witches are really big. I don't think that Witches of East End is doing very well. I tried to watch it. It was kind of, provocative, and I liked it, but it wasn't, my thing is, I guess I'm expecting Charmed, but it was a little bit darker, a little bit grittier than Charmed. But the movie in question was Hansel and Gretel. Gretel, and I, the little, I guess it's a little fable, fairy tale, whatever. I just wanted it to be better. I remember reading reviews, and I think that's probably why I didn't watch it last. That's probably why I didn't watch it when it came out new or waste a free Redbox rental. Redbox went up. Blu-rays are like $1, what, $1.50 or $1.60 or something like that now with tax. I'm like, y'all are playing too many games. See, and my thing is, yeah, I'm sure you guys are making money, because Redbox kind of took off. The thing that Redbox tried to do, sometimes you have to stay in your lane, and they re really weren't staying in their lane, because, well, I don't know if they're still doing it or not, but that nonsense they was doing the free not free, they were offering like a Netflix type service with their content. And it was horrible. I mean, all these movies were like B movies, and it was all it was like all like horrible 70s and 80s movies that, maybe somebody, two or three people seen at the theater. It was kind of crazy. And I'd signed up for it, and I'm like, no, this is a mess. And you never could, they had two different websites. It wasn't very clear what they were trying to do and how you could stream it live. And the app didn't work. I don't even think they had an app. The app is for, which I don't like the app, because every time I go to the app on my iOS device, it makes you sign in again for some reason. And I don't like that because I think it's kind of stupid. But anyhow, I digress. I didn't rent it on Redbox because I had heard some bad reviews. And that's something, because of the bad reviews, that I normally don't listen to bad reviews. There's stuff that I do like that get awful reviews, and I watch it anyhow. But no, it got bad reviews, and so I'm like, eh. But here's the thing. It was on HBO Go, so with my handy Apple TV, I tout Apple TV like it's the best thing since Wonder Bread, because it is. Although I did see that the Roku, I had a Roku before and I sold it because I didn't need it, because Apple TV just started adding everything I needed. Which, see, in case in point, Monday I think the Australian Open starts, and I'll be able to watch it on watch ESPN. I can watch all the different courts. At well, not at one. Well, not at one time. They need to develop a picture-in-picture for Apple TV. Anyhow, so I'll get to see Serena and Venus play or lose or whatever they're gonna do. But I hopefully they'll do very well. Serena went out and against Sloane Stephens in the quarterfinals or something like that. But Serena is a vengeance kind of gal, so I doubt that she wants that to happen again. But anyhow, back to Hansel and Gretel. Well, you know what? Let's take, before I get to rambling, let's take a quick break, and then we'll finish up with Hansel and Gretel. This is chatting, thinking, and decompressing, And I'm David, and this is the 5x5. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. She's saying truly hurt. Well, I guess that kind of makes sense if she fell in love for all the wrong reasons. That is Love Shadow with Pieces. I actually like that. That's kind of groovy. I would put that on a CD. So we're back. I'm David, and it's the 5x5 late night show. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. If you want to jump into the chat room, I would love to talk to you guys. We still. Have we still haven't figured out the whole Mixer live call thing, Skype. But we will. But for right now, this is okay, I guess. So we were talking about the movie Hansel and Gretel that I seen the other day. And it has the guy, and I don't know his name because he's in a lot of movies. I think he's been in the James Bond movie, maybe, or Jack, one of those movies. Oh, I think he was in the Bourne Identity spinoff. I think I can't think of his name or whatever, but he's also played Hawkeye in the Avengers. Of course, I would know that, but I don't know his name. But I like him. He's a nice looking guy, and he's kind of that action guy. But this is one of those movies. It's like somebody talked you into this. You owed somebody a favor because he was the only person other than Famke Jensen. And I don't know if they're going to get a second season. Hemlock Grove on the Netflix exclusive. I don't know if they're going to get a second season. I think that's a werewolf show as well. I tried to watch it And I just couldn't. I could not. I couldn't. And I couldn't get through one episode. And a story has to strike me early on. Like, I watched The Following. It kind of pulled me in, you know. What but su not Supernatural. Well, of course Supernatural, but that was years ago. And you know, they're doing a 10th season. It's time for those boys to sit down, because you don't get to dodge death for 10 years. I'm sorry. but they're good to look at. You know, I said The Following, True Blood, The Vampire Diaries, stuff like that. That kind of pulled me in beginning, from the, you know, supernatural aspect of it, or the suspense aspect of it. And there's one show that I wish had have made it, which I don't think it gave it. They gave it a good enough chance. Was a show called, for one, called Awake and Touch, and also what was the one? It was the one, The Event. All three of those shows, for the season, I was invested in, you know. And they was like, nah, anybody watching this mess? So they took about, well, I guess Touch got two seasons. The other two only got one season. But The Event was kind of a big deal. It had everything, but you know, they nobody was familiar, because they had cast a black president. You know, that was what's the guy's name? He's been in a ton of movies, but he's not really a huge star, which he should be. But anyhow, I was, you know, so anyhow, Famke Janssen's in it, and remember, she was the Phoenix, or the Jean Grey character, in the first X-Men trilogy. I don't think they asked her to come back in Days of Future Past, but she in the original story from the comic book, she was not part of that story. Although the trigger word to send her back, to send Kitty Pryde back into the past, Jean Grey's daughter says Dark Phoenix, and it sends her back to the past. Although in this incarnation for the movies, they're using Logan, Wolverine, to go back to the past. But anyhow, Famke Janssen, which I think is absolutely gorgeous. I've always liked her. I loved her as Jean Grey, in the X-Men, even though the third one she didn't have any fire, which was kind of ridiculous. But so she's in that Hemlock Grove, but she also played a witch in Hansel and Gretel. So the guy from Avengers and Famke Janssen were the only people that I recognized in this movie. And but I had to watch it to the end, because I wanted to know what happened. But it was kind of bad. Like, you know, there was pieces of goodness, and you kind of figured out what was going to happen. I kind of had it figured out maybe three, even halfway through. I kind of predicted, like, well, this is going to happen, and I'm like, okay, this is going to happen. And you know, I kind of called it all. So, but if you don't have anything to do and you can watch some bad, kind of interesting television, then you can watch Hansel and Gretel, because it is on it is on HBO Go. Another television show that I'm looking forward to seeing is Looking, which is going to be this generation's, I would assume, Queer as Folk, I kind of think. But even though, or you know, I wish they had never taken off, which it would probably be off now. Noah's was it Noah's Ark? Noah's Ark. You know, it was like the Black Queer as Folk, and it was good. I think I have the only two seasons on DVD. But that one, there's another horrible, not I wouldn't say horrible, but that's bad. It's called DTLA, I guess, was Downtown LA, which was kind of a Queer as Folk show. But the Looking, their HBO is doing it, so it's gonna be on a premium station, so they're probably not gonna hold anything back. Although Queer as Folk, they kind of, you know, went there, so this should be a lot better. But we'll see. You never know. Anyhow, so I watched that. It was okay, and I end up to make myself fall asleep. Not that I'm bored. Just, I don't know if you guys are like this. I like to plug in my iPod and watch my iPod Touch and watch. Cause I'm one of those kind of people that I don't like to see. I don't like a lot of light. I don't want my computer on. I don't want it humming. I don't want any sound. And so that's. I don't even like that white noise, you know, that you hear, like the buzzing or the. I think the white noise is in this is in C. I think the key is C, and I don't want that. I don't like that. So, I put my headphones in, my little earbuds or whatever, and I listen to something, which normally is Charm, which that's what my little iPod Touch comes in handy for, because while I'm sleeping or laying, I can just throw it up on a pillow. And it's small, and normally the my headphones are wrapped around my. I'm surprised I ain't choked myself out because my headphones end up around my neck in the middle of the night. But that's what I do, so I don't have to really have to watch it. I can listen to it. Actually, the way this started, I dated a person who was, and I know I'm a bad snorer. I know I am. I've been told I snore bad because anytime that I'm dating anyone. I tell them, "Hey, Desert Rose, what's up, chica? Bienvenidos." I am a little bilingual now. Thanks for coming through my show. I think you've been here maybe once or twice, but thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Now I'm all distracted and I lost my chair. You know, I'm an old person and you can't distract an old person for very long because then they'll lose their train of thought and they're not really be able to talk and stuff because I'm old. And I know what, I may not be funny to some people, but I crack myself up. I mean, sometimes I'll say something and I'm like, "Oh my God, David, I can't believe you just said that." You know, and then I'll, but I'm trying to not be funny or mean to people sometimes, and something will come out, and then inside my head, I'm cracking up. Like, you sure got a lot of nerve. Because me, I couldn't talk to me the way I talk to some other people, you know, and I've kept that my craziness from other people because I don't want to offend them because I know how I can be. But anyhow, I digress. What in the hell was I talking about? Oh my God. The famous Desert Rose distracted me. Check out Desert Rose show. She is so nice. She's so sweet. And she has a very good show and she plays good music. And you know what, Desert? I still haven't tweeted that lady about the indie music. I'm using ccmixter.com and there's a lot of old stuff. They just recently updated the site. They just recently updated the site and they and anyhow, the music is okay. I've some of the stuff I'm playing, I've played a ton, a thousand times, and some of the new stuff I'm not really enjoying too much. But anyhow. What I'm mad at myself because I totally forgot what I was talking about. That is a perfect place to take a break, and we'll come back once I get my mind right because it's not right now. All right, guys, playing a quick song. We'll be right back. This is David, and it's the 555. Thank you for joining me.
Take until I understood that it all resides within. My mental sight and my physical grasp, it's one moment at a time where you can save one's ass. Now if I have any questions, I don't need to ask, because the spirit is deep and the mind is vast.
Like that song. It's been one of my favorites from Alex Barroza, and the artist is named Snowflake, and it's called Embrace the Taste. Thank you guys for joining me. It's David, and it's the 5x5 late night show, and we're just kind of chatting and thinking and decompressing from the week. Just doing what we do normal. Well, not normal, because normally I have this more planned out a little bit better, but I'm just kind of flying off the seat of my pants, and I totally forgot what I was talking about earlier. I will tell you guys that I'm so bad. See, this is why the show I had earlier this afternoon, this is why I have fat people problems all the time. I need to stay away from the cookies, cakes, and snacks and things, because today is really officially Sunday. On Friday, I went to a store. I don't know if you guys have them here, have them where you guys live. It's called Priceless. And they normally, they have these type of stores in Georgia. They have like discounted food. And it's not like this brand, it's all brand name. It's not like where you go to Aldi and Save a Lot, which don't go to Save a Lot because they have gray meat. Well, the one here does. But they sell stuff at a discounted price, but they add 10% at the end of your purchase, but you're still coming out, like, you can get Jiffy peanut butter for like $1.81. And I'll only eat Jif. I won't eat Peter Pan. Don't ask me why they taste the same. I'm a Jif boy. And so it's $1.81. You go to Walmart, it's like $1.68, but then they add another 18 cents on and you're still under, right at $2. And so it's cheaper. And so this is why I go there, because you can get a lot of good deals. I won't buy discounted meat. I know there's another nicer store there here in town that I go to get like meat stuff. But like for cereal and hamburger helper, not the hamburger, just the helper. that was kind of funny. Not the hamburger, but the helper. But they have all kinds of kind of stuff. So they do have a bakery. And so when I was there Friday evening, they had a clearance bakery section. And I got happy. And I ran over here. And all the stuff was like, it was less than $1.50. And so I go and I'm looking through this rack. We have all this stuff, and they have cupcakes and cakes and bread. They had bread, and they had brownies and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh, what do I get? And hey, Prankville, what's up? I'm glad you came in. Oh, you guys are supporting me. I do appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Group hug. And so I'm looking through these cookies and cakes and snacks and things, and like, and no telling, this could have been, when was Father's Day? Father's Day, isn't Father's Day like in June or something? So they had a cookie, you know, the little cookie things that they put ice in, and they're really, really big, and they put icing in, they put icing and decorations on it. And so the little writing on it said, it didn't say Happy Father's Day, it says you're one great dad. So maybe somebody was having a birthday and they didn't take it. But I'm assuming that well, I hopefully it, I'm surely it didn't taste like it was from Father's Day, but but so I got and it was only like $1.27, and it was really, really big. It was almost the size of a pizza. It was so big. It was they only wanted $1.27. For some reason, everything that's on clearance over there is like $1.27. Don't ask me why, or that's I remember it that way. But it was $1.27, believe me. And so, and then they had these cupcakes that had little kid robots on top. Little kid toy robot, they was little finger rings, that's what they were, and they were on top, and so I got those because they were like $1.43, so I got that and that. That was Friday, and so today, in all my infinite wisdom, because I had to take someone to the store, and I'm like, I wonder if they still have them clearance cookies and cakes. It was just one day, they should be there. And so I roll up in there today, and the whole rack was gone because there was a lot of stuff yesterday, well, on Friday, and there was nothing to, well, Saturday night. I was kind of upset, so I ended up getting some. They actually did have, and I don't know why, because I guess Valentine's Day is our very next holiday. Anyhow, and they had dis. Oh, I said, did I say that? They had discounted, Little Debbie's. So I thought that was funny, and they were dollar something too. They only have one left. I was hungry. I couldn't help myself. Anyhow, the other day when I did a show where I talked about a website called Pleated Jeans, and it's www.pleated-jeans.com, and it had an article that was called The United States of Shame. And it was an article that was about what your particular state was bad at. So I thought I would share a few more of those with you guys. And I think Desert Rose, if I'm not mistaken, she lives in, I think you live in California or something like that. If, I ain't trying to put your business out there in the street like that. But I think that's right. Correct me if I'm wrong. And California is, they are the worst in air pollution, which is kind of, you always hear about the smog in California, so that didn't surprise me as much. Don't go making any babies in Delaware, because Delaware has the highest abortion rate. Oh, wow. 27 per every 1,000 women aged 15 to 44 has a abortion in the state of Delaware. That's actually interesting. Interesting. Iowa. So must be something about, I guess that's Idaho. Well, anyhow, Iowa has the highest percentage of people age 85 and older. So if you're into sugar daddies and cougars, go knock yourself out, because there's a lot of old men and women running around. I'm sure they're single. Well, they might not be, because they might be married, and you know, just go check it out. And Kansas, Has the poorest health based on the highest average number of limited activity days per month. So they're saying they're not very healthy. Oh, wow. Maine gets the title of dumbest state claim based on lowest average SAT score. I don't remember my SAT scores, and the score was 1389. I think it's on a scale of 1600, and mine's wasn't higher, much higher than that, but I think I was in the 1400s, I think. Well, I'm not moving to Massachusetts because I'm sure the auto insurance is hella high because they have the worst driver's claim based on the highest rate of auto accident. Yeah, they'll tear your shit up if you go to Massachusetts. Michigan. You know what? I should have done this like alphabetically and went down, but oh well. Michigan has the highest number of reported tornadoes. Huh. I would think that would be Kansas. Who knew? Oh, see, if I say this, somebody's going to ask me if I live in Mississippi. Mississippi has the highest rate of obesity, 35.3% of total population. Oh, wow. There's a lot of fat asses in Mississippi. Y'all better do that, eating up all that southern food. I ain't mad at you. Oh, wow. Desert, what you oh wowing about? I did see where this is a really, really strange fact that Seattle. I'll read the little part to Seattle. Seattle, if I can get to it. Well, not, I guess it'd be Washington. Washington State had. Y'all some nasty asses. This is why they based the movie, what's it called, Twilight, because she was messing around with werewolves and bears and dogs and vampires and stuff in the movie. And she Washington State, I'm not trying to single out Seattle in particular. Washington State has the most cases of bestiality. What's that about Washington? Y'all are doing way too much up there. I did have a friend that lived in Washington. Maybe that's why she moved. But she was from from Barbados. Interesting. Let's see. I said that the other day. I'm still kind of stuck on the bestiality thing. That's really That's really interesting. Oh, if you're trying to have a baby, expecting or want to be mothers, don't move to Vermont because they have the lowest claim, lowest birth rate of any state. 10 births per thousand, tied with Maine. Huh. I wonder what, I would like to know the whole stat, the stats on that for the states, because I think that's kind of interesting. South Carolina has a higher percentage of mobile homes. Oklahoma has the highest rate of female incarcerations. Oh, see, this is sometimes these lists can get really mean and cruel, but this is hilarious. Maybe I can go find me somebody because, and don't nobody say I need to move to North Dakota. North Dakota ranked in the ugliest residents report. As chosen by the Daily Beast. I mean, who does that? Who goes around and they make a report on who has the ugliest people? I want to know the person who has that job. I want that job because I'm sure it's a cackle. I'm sure it's a cackle. Anyhow, enough of the worst states, everybody. Let's play another song. We'll come back and then I'm going to give you guys some strange but true sexual trivia. Ooh, this is the explicit part, y'all. So if you have virgin ears and stuff like that, you might not want to listen. We'll be right back.
Well, you left home the other night. I won't see you for a couple days. but I still leave on all the lights, and all your stuff is still in place where you left it.
Coke companies, and I guess this is Pepsi because Mountain Dew is a Pepsi, but Coke does it too. And at this store that I've been telling you guys about called Priceless, now if you go to Walmart, you can get it for 99 cents, but if you go to this store, Priceless, they're 90 cents, and that's with their extra 10% and tax. And they sell these. This is why I'm up all night, because I have too much damn sugar in my system. It's a 1.5 liter size of Mountain Dew, and I'm drinking that at a quarter after two in the morning. What in the hell is wrong with me? That's the problem. Anyway, thank you guys for checking us out. I don't know if Desert and Prank are still in the chat room. They were earlier. Hope you guys are still out there. I hope. Anyhow, we are back, and we just talked about, gave some more of the work, what your state is bad at, and now we're going to talk a little bit about, it's a site called www.lustability.com, and, it is giving... there's actually some stuff on here. It was giving you what's that? Different sex facts, amazing sex facts, and I'll try to keep it tactful and keep it cute. Because I don't want to talk too dirty on the show. Some of the stuff I didn't know. Ooh. See, this is why. This is why I. This is why sometimes, as you just can't read everything on your show. But I'm gonna. This is an interesting statistic, and I. This is not me saying it. This is not the 5x5 saying it. This is what this lustability.com says. White women are the most likely to engage in anal sex, particularly if they also have a college degree. What the hell? Although I did have a friend, and some of us gays, we do have our hags, and this is years ago when I worked retail, and yeah, we was friends, and she I was typing something. She would always oh, I thought you guys had left. Where did desert go? And you rebooting, you need to get do something about that computer, my friend. I don't know where the desert. And she, my friend, she would always, and my thing is, don't, if you're not another gay man and you're straight, don't come asking me about anal sex. I'm sorry, we're not having that conversation. And don't look at me like I'm the expert, just so you know, I'm not. And she talked about it all the time. She was, oh, there you are, Desert. I thought I offended you or something with when I said where you lived at, because I wasn't trying to put your business out in the street. And anyhow, and so, well, Prank, I'm getting rid of my computer. You want to buy it from me? Because I'm buying me a new one. I'm over. I've had this computer since 2008 or 9, and it's finally. It's finally on its last leg. But anyhow, my friend, so she that's all she would talk about. And I finally had to tell her, girl, if you don't back up off me with all this anal sex talk, there's gonna be a problem. And so then shortly after that, she stopped talking to me. Because she came to me like I was gonna be the authority on it. Girl, back up off me. You have to say, pump your brakes, boo. Anyhow, that was one. And let's see. I'm not gonna say that one. They do say said, and I've always heard this, sex burns off an average of about 100 calories per session. Dang, I need to have a lot of sex. Not that that's gonna happen. Oh, some of these things I can't read because they're just so dirty. Here's a good one. Almost a third of all women over 80 years of age still have sex with their spouse or boyfriend. Really? Really? There's a show called it's like a sex taboo show, show, movie, store or something. No, I have a. It's just a Vista Windows, Microsoft PC. It's HP Pavilion. It's actually been a really, really good computer up until like this last, the last year, but it's probably my fault. I just need to reset it to factory settings and start again. But since my external hard drive died, I'm afraid I'm gonna lose everything because I had, I lost like 30 gigs of music on my external hard drive, and the music that I still have on this computer, I think if I reset it, I'll never be able to recover it. Maybe I just need to go buy me a new external hard drive and put everything on there and then wipe it. I think that's what I probably need to do. But anyhow. No, there's a show called Sex Taboo or Taboo Sex or some kind of nonsense. And this particular one have, if you've listened to a show or two before, and I've had conversations about this on other shows. About, I have a problem dating somebody that's way older than me. Not that I have a problem with it, because the one person that was way older than me was the only person that I should have dated, and I didn't continue to date that person, and that was all me. But my parents would have killed them, so they wouldn't want to have all that. But This show, anyhow, the show had this old lady. I can't think of her name. I wish I could. And she was like in her 80s, and she wouldn't mess with nobody over 30. She's like, I'm not having it. And she was flipping and talking about what she was doing in bed. I'm like, girl, you need to have a seat. Go rock your grandbabies or something. You're doing too much. But although I love her spunk, because she was still doing her. But I just did see, I don't know if you guys seen it. There is a black woman that looked like she was in her early 40s, but she was, and she just started bodybuilding at 71. I think she's 85 now, and she looks phenomenal. I'm like, somebody lied on that. Oh, Dr. Ruth, is Dr. Ruth, is she still alive? I think we finally lost her. I think Dr. Ruth died. And Dr. Joyce Brothers, she used to do the same thing. Look like the Crypt Keeper. But so there's another part of the show, because I guess, not this show, but about this Taboo show, that this one woman, she start dating one of her sister, her daughter's friends, and he was like 22, is in a rock band, and she was like 50 something, and she's sneaking, and here's this, she's a grown ass woman, and she's sneaking out the window of her son's, not her son's, of her boyfriend's, who still lived with his mother, and she's crawling out the window like she's a child. I wish I would. No boop. I'm not crawling out no windows. I'm walking straight through the front door. If you're that bold to be screwing them, you should be bold walking out the front door. You might get a brick, but walk out the front door. But anyhow, I digress. But that's, I just have a problem with dating and dating older people, but I'm old now, so I might have to find me some young tender around here, and the parents are gonna chase me out the house. I don't know. But then there was another show on tonight. It was called Sex Sent Me to the ER. I'm like, do they just put anything on TV? And I've seen part of it. If you ever watch, it's called Secret Stories or Secret Events of the ER or Stories from the ER. They had one of the episodes or one of the parts of the episodes on this one, I think. And this girl, after her boyfriend did the do, she has a rare, I think it's like 1 in 100,000 occurrence that she would have, yes, young tender, that's what I said. She would have continuous orgasms, like for 5, 6 hours. And she would have it every day, to where she'd be sitting in the middle of a room and a girl just fell out screaming. And here's like they had, how they kind of reenact the little stuff. And so she's sitting down. I'm serious. She's sitting down, and like they're reenacting, and she's at a party, and then she starts panting and screaming and acting a fool, and like everybody is looking at her. It was white folks, because black people say, girl, shut all that stuff up and go on home and get out of here. They're like, ooh, what's wrong with Maggie? You had to get out of my house with that nonsense. But but so she has to have it's like clonidine, that medicine. It's a seizure medication, but the side effect, it brings you down. It's something about her the excitement. Oh, I wish I could remember. Something in her brain wasn't right that was making her have these, or it couldn't turn itself off, because she had, no, she needed upper. She had depleted levels of one particular hormone that told your body when to stop having your moment, and when they switched the medication. So she says now she only have one spontaneous orgasm once a month. I would, well, I ain't gonna go there, but yeah. So it's called The Sex Secrets of the ER. I'm like, y'all are doing way too much, and half of y'all are lying. But wow, this is a, well, I'm not gonna say that one. Oh my, y'all need to go to this lustability.com, because some of these things I cannot, not that I'm embarrassed, I'm embarrassed that somebody might think I'm some kind of sex freak, and I don't want to be. this website is a cackle. Y'all really need to see this. Lustability.com. It's really interesting. Oh, 15% of adults have had sexual intercourse at work. Fifty percent of adults have had sexual intercourse at work. Well, I know that's true. This is when I worked big box retail before I went into the furniture industry. This was a manager there, and thing is, and she was trifling, and I couldn't stand her, and. Every and she thought we were Judy's. I'm like, girl, we are not friends like that. Why are you always telling me your business? And she had really, really, really bad teeth. And I just, ugh, I wish I could say her name, but I don't call out people like that. And so, her and this other guy, and they both have really bad teeth. Matter of fact, but he was really nice. I liked him. And they were always having sex in the stock rooms. And so one day, I'm minding my own business, and I was going. I think I was going to the stock room of the department I worked in, and I was going to put my jacket up, and I heard all these pots and pans and stuff falling down. I'm like, what the hell? We're having an earthquake. I go back there, and it's them. I'm like, what are y'all guys doing? And they're just cracking up. Oh, David won't say anything. Wrong. I told everybody that worked in the store that I caught them two in the back. I'm like, y'all doing too much at work. And one was married, and she was dating somebody. But I'm like, I guess ugly deserves ugly because they was doing the damn thing for real. So I do believe that stat. And let's see. Oh, this is a good stat. Ooh, I can't read that one. Can't read that one. Oh, this is an interesting stat. Half of single women have sex by the third date. Whores. That's what the thing says. So if y'all doing it, you're nasty. Y'all should be screwing. Unless the third date is like, I guess what you consider a date, going out to dinner, going to a movies, going to have a picnic, or y'all talking on the phone, or you going up to the house, because there's a difference from a date and a booty call. Choose one, because one makes you a whore, one makes you a housewife. Well, a soon to be housewife. Choose the one you want to be. Oh, this is interesting. It takes 2 tablespoons. This is really interesting. 2 tablespoons of blood to get the average man's member fully engorged. Who knew? That's interesting. Huh. Yeah, some of y'all lying. 1 in 5 women living with their boyfriend has more than one sexual partner. Whores. Let's see. Can't read that one. It's possible to relieve depression through masturbation. No comment. Ooh. Now, this is gonna make some of y'all straight. This is why some straight people do not like gay people. This is a report. This is a scientific study these people have done. Y'all need to listen to it. It says straight men tend to have smaller penises than gay men. The internet doesn't lie. Wink, wink, and I'm a French model. But that's what the thing says. Anyhow. Oh, and I see, I always knew that. I've heard this too. Evidence exists indicating that penis size may be directly linked to index finger length. They might be onto something. Who knew? Y'all nasty. Who's nasty? Am I doing too much? We're going to come back and share a few more of these crazy sexual facts because they're cracking me the hell up. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. I'm David. This is the 5x5 Late Night, and we'll be right back.
Bye.
Yeah, I had to lift her right on up out of here because she was singing way too long. But that was Lifted Up by Alex Barroza featuring Snowflake. I don't know, Ken. No, Desert Rose, she plays such good music and different music on her shows. And I've been trying to attain that level of, just having a mix of different things. I'm a self-proclaimed R&B boy, and so some of that stuff for to me, like that song there and the song I played earlier, it's a little dancey, but not, some of those dance songs and some of the clubs is like, and I don't got time for that. I'm more, I'm trying to keep it to my Afghan brothers and sisters with the umbele umbele badum badum aye aye, that kind of stuff. So anyhow, thank you guys for coming back or staying or tuning in. And like I said, check out some shows. We have Prankville. Frank hasn't done a show in a while. And my crew brother, Ken Boggle, has joined us in the chat room. And sweet Desert Rose is here with us, kind of chatting it out and letting me decompress from my day. And also, there was a show that I listened to. It's called The Drunkest Show. Three Guys, One Mic. That's what it is. Three Guys, One Mic. I love that show. They're fun. I think it's this one guy and one girl, but it's called Three Guys, One Mic. Like their Facebook page. I was in their chat room earlier while I was work. Don't tell anyone. And I like their show, even though they said the faggot word a whole bunch of times. But I wasn't gonna stress it because it wasn't worth it. But I like their show regardless of that. It's kind of fun, and then they do like these community drinks or something, community shots or community guzzles or something, and they were drinking the whole time during their show, but they was having fun. They had a ton of people in the chat room, and it was a good time. But like I said, thank you guys for sticking with me through my dance music. And I think there's a dance challenge going on in the chat room right now. Prank says, I bet Ken can dance. Ken says, Ken used to dance. I was voted best dancer class of 2002. And I took a number of classic training classes. They took our idea. Took whose idea? What idea? Dancing ideas. Oh, but it's not really three guys. It's just, I think it's one guy and one girl. I've listened to them before, and they had some more people on there before, but I'm not too terribly sure. I liked it. I liked their show. So they're very, very, like I said, chat centric. They take requests. They play a lot of music. Well, not a lot of music, but they play music and take requests, and they're into their chat room, and they talk to everybody, and it seems like it's a very cohesive group over there at Three Guys, One Mic. So check them out. Let's see. Oh yeah, that's actually a good name. I don't know why we didn't come up with that. Although the crew is great as well, but I didn't know that. That's a good name. That's a good name. Anyhow, so before we went to break, we were talking about the website is lustability.com, and it gave us, like I said, you'll never know what you hear on this show. That's why in the show notes it says anything is liable to come out of my mouth. But from lustability.com, this was 88 strange but true sex facts. And next time I'll take the sex quiz because I don't feel like going through that trauma tonight. And like I was telling the guys in the chat room, some of these things I cannot say because I think that it kind of crosses the line into perversion. I don't want to be a pervert on my show or anything. It's kind of gross. Here's one. 41% of men would like to have sex more frequently. Only 29% of women share this urge. Yeah, I kind of knew that. That's nothing new. Greek couples have sex an average of 138 times a year, placing them at the top of the World Sex League. Japanese couples have sex just 45 times a year, which puts them in last place. So, but the Greeks are sexy. I want to show y'all a little tea. No, I'm not taking that quiz. Not tonight. No, but I'm gonna tell you this though. Have y'all ever heard of this little website called Cam4? When I tell you it's a straight cackle, it is a straight cackle. These people on Cam4, and I'm, it's on there. I'm gonna look because I want to know. And so I go to the little Cam4 website because somebody sent me a little email and I wanted to check it out. Here's my thing. Why do straight men think it's okay to make money off gay men, but they don't want the gay men to say anything in their chat room? It's beyond for me. It is beyond what I think actually makes sense. And so you go to a little Cam4 site and they have like all these little lists of what kind of groups. Of course, I'm gonna look at the men, but they're all straight, supposedly, quote unquote. And they're doing all this kind of gay stuff, but they want you to take, they have to like give these token things to them. And they're all supposedly straight, and they want you to give money. I'm like, but you can't say nothing about their penis. Have a seat. We don't got time for that. Anyhow, what's a preve? What's that? They're telling me to take the quiz. Y'all really want me to take this quiz? I don't know how many y'all know I have to go to bed because I'm getting up and going to church in the morning. 'Cause I am holy, and oh, they do give you a warning when you take this quiz. They tell you, they ask you if you're 18, 'cause I guess they don't want to get sued. Oh, it's actually serious asking where I live and stuff. How many questions? No, y'all. This question, this thing has now this is for another night. It has. It has 40 questions. I can't stay up and do 40 questions. No, I can't do that tonight. I'm sorry, guys. Y'all don't get the sex quiz tonight. And what's a preve? I'm still trying to figure what the preve is. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, I have a friend on Facebook. We were friends when I lived in. Enough of the whole sex stuff. I am not taking that quiz. That'll be a show for another night. It's 40 questions. I'm going to church in the morning. I need to cleanse all this sin off me. No, I'm not going to church in the morning, but I still need to cleanse the sin off me. I have a friend on Facebook, and I hate when people put all their business. Now, I'll say some crazy stuff, but I have my Facebook to, a science to where there's sometimes people that they think they can see my stuff, but they can't. And then sometimes they're the only person that can see it, and they don't know. That's when you send them a little message through Facebook because you know they're on your page like it's their job, and try to see if you're talking about them, and you put something on there that only they can see. But I don't care because what I say either on Facebook or I say in life out here on the street in my house on my phone, I will definitely say it to somebody's face. I ain't scared. No, but I'm ready to tell him off. This my friend, I met him when I lived in Atlanta, and he thought it was gonna go down, but he wouldn't brush his teeth, so it couldn't happen. So. But he was a nice individual, but he's one of them individuals that want to smoke pot all the time, don't want to keep a job, but then want to blame everybody that it's their fault, that your life sucks because it's everybody else's fault but yours. And I try to live this. There's mistakes I've made in my life that I'm not happy about. There's directions that I've taken or paths that I went down that I'm not happy about. But I have no one to blame but myself. I made that decision, and I think I'm responsible enough to say, okay, sometimes that bed you make you is the same one you have to sleep in. And so sometimes I sleep in my bed, and that I sleep that I made. And so some people, they can't I don't know why they can't do that. They can't. I think they can. They just refuse to because they're so caught up with their own bull that they can't. And so, when I was moving from Atlanta, he had started dating some guy that promised to take him to Michigan to live, and it all seemed really shady. And even he had told me about it. We kind of chatted about it. I'm like, I wouldn't do that. You don't have a job. You can't find a job. You're mad nobody will hire you because every place you go, they want a drug test, and you can't pass the piss test. And I ain't pissing for you. And so. Praise break. Yes, I'm going to. No, I'm not taking. Praise the Lord. Frankville says, praise the Lord. Yes, Ken, I'm going to do that another night. And I'm not a perv. I promise. That's why I stopped doing the sex thing because it was making me uncomfortable. And all your comments were psychologically bombarding me, and I couldn't take it anymore. Cry. No, and so. He puts his business all on Facebook, and he was moving. Like I said, we were talking, and he was moving to with this guy. That only reason only he was getting kicked out of his house, he was getting his car repossessed, he was losing all his animals. And only reason he started dating this guy, this was somebody he would never have dated in a million years if he didn't need them. That's one of my problems with this person, anyhow. And so. He starts dating this guy, and they move to Michigan or wherever, where it's cold and stuff. And he's griping about the whole time. He's making me leave my life in Atlanta. Well, he's paying your way. You might as well go on and go. You didn't give up all, you claim you gave up all this stuff, but you really didn't give up anything because you're still smoking your weed. And so, anyhow, he gets up there and he moves in with this old. It was an old man. He wasn't no young man because this my friend, quote unquote, is younger than I am. And he moved in with this old man. So when he gets up there, he moves in with the old man and his mama. And so the mama's like, "No, nah, you can't come up in here." And so the old man was like, "Okay, we're broke up. Bye." And kicks him to the curb, which that was really dirty and stuff. And so he's crying. I'm sleeping in my car. I'm sleeping in my truck. I don't know. I've broke a tire. And he's all these. It's like that movie is called Something of Unfortunate Events. He was living that life, but he was always complaining about how it's everybody else's fault. No, you did this to yourself. So I'm gonna need you to shut the hell up. Anyhow, long story short, today, I'm reading. He deleted all these comments because it was a mess. So right after the man kicks him out of the house, 2 weeks later, he's in love. And this is what I hate about these people. You're in love with somebody else and you moving in the house. I wish I would move up into some person's house that that I just met. You don't know. He could be Jeffrey Dahmer. He might want to eat your ear or something. Stop it. That's crazy. What's he talking about in the chat room? I hate how this chat room thing is. Phrase break. Ha ha ha. Ken, you live in the South. I notice your accent when I listen to you on the crew show. LL. Oh. I live where tea gets sweet and cold. Okay. Well, there's only one type of tea in Georgia, and that's sweet. You don't get anything else. When you order tea, it's sweet tea. Anyhow, so my friend, he moves in with this guy, and so I guess the guy got tired of his bullshit. Now they've been together for a minute. This is the longest relationship he's ever had. But of course, the guy's paying for the cell phone, the guy's paying for the car insurance, the guy's taking him around, the guy's, providing him a place to live and all this stuff. And but he's still talking about on Facebook. And y'all stop posting how y'all smoking weed, on Facebook because don't be surprised when the police come to your door and they do a drug search and your ass goes to jail. Stop it. That don't even make sense to me. Anyhow, and so he puts on Facebook today because the man broke up with him, but he still lived in the man's house. For one, who does that? I mean, if you break up with me and I, because that's the thing, I'm never gonna get together with somebody, especially not after 2 weeks. And after 2 weeks, even I'm not moving in with you. If anything, you moving in with me. Because when the shit goes down, You gotta take what you brought, and you need to get out. But anyhow, and so he's still living with his ex-boyfriend. So the ex-boyfriend is like, "Well, fuck it, you won't leave. I'm going to date." So he's going on date, and so he puts on Facebook today, "I wonder how X likes having a date while his date is harassed like he did over and over to my friends. Well, welcome to my game. I don't usually play these games because I'm just too good at it. Ha 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 ha." And so all these people are on the page. Even the ex-old boyfriend, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Didn't you kick him out? And I'm reading all this, and I sent him a I said, "Why don't you stop this? I'm like, this is ridiculous. Why are you putting yourself out there? Because you look kind of silly, you know." I said, "These people, you're up in on these people's turf. It's his family. You live in a community where his family. Do you think it's gonna be good for you?" He said, "Well, I'm just tired of people treat me in a kind of way." You chose this path. Stop choosing crazy shit for your life. And I won't get into all of it. And he says, "I want to take a moment to let," this is after I sent him the message, "I wanted to take a moment to let all the people on my page that are important in my life know that I was having a bad day. And I thought that my name was on the top of this page, okay, and I was free to express my own opinion. Many of you have known what has been going on. I have suspected what has been going on, so I finally felt free to be open and honest. I spent 15 months with somebody who I believed loved me, and now I question everything. So being a human being, I hurt from time to time." That's too much. That's too much. A lot of people post about their weed on Facebook. I mean, a lot. You know, you would be surprised. I have a friend now that he posts pictures with blunts, and even one of my exes, you know, his name is part of his Facebook name is "Pass Me the Blunt." I'm like, that ain't cute. That's why I can't mess with you no more like that. Anyhow, we're gonna take one more break, one more song, and we're gonna come back, wrap things up, and I'm gonna bid you guys good night. So wait for this song, and then we'll come back, wrap it up, and we'll say good night. Be right back.
You cold-hearted, let me see your resume. Let's get it started. And you got that super tongue in your ass so fat it's retarded. Pardon, I just won't whip it then park it. All I need is a swig of the Dawkins. Then I'ma dog it off and ballin'. Shit on the offense, drink a whippin' with the Dawkins. Stealing them softly, like bitch I'm this shit. And you nosy, step out my outfit, pippin' in motion. Your pussy, I own it. Ain't gotta be mine for me to control it. I'm all in your zone, it. Like what did you want it?
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that song. I told everybody's gonna start playing that song toward the end of the show to kind of indicate if that we were wrapping things up for tonight. We'll play it for a little bit in the background. Hope it's not messes them louder than my voice. I don't think it is. But thank you guys for joining me tonight. Let me ramble and decompress. I normally come home. I've been doing the show here lately at nighttime, but I've normally been coming home and I've been playing an old PlayStation game. It's a tennis game, and I act like I'm Ken. I would tell you who the name is. I made a Seth Fournier character. This is how crazy I am about him. But anyhow, I digress. And so he's my tennis person. I'm psycho. But anyhow, thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to check out this coming Tuesday we will be talking to gay author Alan Chen on the meet and greet, what I'm calling the meet and greet, Real Day and Nikki show. I don't know if Nikki will be joining us on that show, but you know, if she's there, she's there. If she's not, you know, she's not. Because she's been really, really busy, so I can't, oh goodness. So, she knows about it, so I don't know if she'll be able to make it or not. But we'll be talking to Alan Chen, and he's author, has wrote several books, have run several awards, world traveler, a seemingly nice guy. I just read his blog, some more of his blog the other day, and I also read his first, oh, not his first, the, there's a, if you go to his website, it's alanchen.net. Or the blog, which is alanchenwriter.blogspot.com. He's offering a free, if you give him your email information, he will email you a free e-short story called Hand Carved Elephants. And it was a good story. I had a time dealing with the kind of subject matter when you're thinking about it, but nothing's really supposed to be. Everything's not easy, and sometimes entertainment comes from the places that we don't think it's going to come from, but I enjoyed the story nonetheless. It's only 63 pages. I downloaded it and I read it, I think in a few hours I read it because it was so good. It's one of those things that I couldn't put down. I was like, okay, what's going to happen next? And I always know a story is good no matter the length. I always know that a story is good if I want, even if this happens, this is how I am with movies, if I want to know what happens the next day. You know, after the movie ends, you say to yourself, well, what happened? What's going to happen? Do they live happily ever after? Does that person die? You know, what happens? And so same thing with this story, Hand Carved Elephants by Alan Chen. So if you go to the website, he will, and you give him your email information, I think, that's how I got mine. He'll email you a PDF copy that you can download to your iOS device or your Android device or whatever you guys are using, or to your computer, for that matter. And also, he has several books available on Amazon.com. Available in paperback or Kindle format, and I think PDF as well. So check that out. That's going to be at 5 o'clock on Tuesday, which Tuesday is the 14th, and we'll be chatting with him on our Blog Talk Radio show. So just look for the 5x5, and you can go to the Facebook page, and there's a actual link, and also to the Blogspot blog. Because I had fun tonight. I kind of started off that, yeah, I didn't know what I was going to talk about, but I wanted to talk about something. I wasn't going to bed. My friend Ken Boggle said that I should have turned on the Golden Girls and took my behind to bed. And I told him I would rather have turned on Charmed, and I went through that whole story. But I ended up talking to you guys, and I appreciate it. I appreciate each and every one of you. Up to 518 followers, 520 followers to the show. So like I said, we're trying to change some things up and do some different things and be a little bit more, I don't know, fun, funny. But as always, like I said, the show I did earlier about hashtagging, I'm probably going to do that, but that's going to be a Facebook and website kind of show only. I did record something earlier today, and that will be on Facebook and the website only as well. We'll continue to do the 5x5 late night and also Real Talk with David and Nikki, even if sometime it's with David. Maybe I'll have Ken Boggle guest host with me. We're supposed to, we've been talking about doing a kind of supernatural themed show. He and I both love the supernatural. And I think that would be fun for us to do. He actually talked to Grant. It was a Grant? Grant from Ghost Hunters from Taps. I think it was Grant. Grant Wilson. It was one of them because one of them's not on the show anymore. And out of all those ghost shows, you know, there's Ghost Adventures, which I don't see how it's still on the air. There's Ghost Mind. For some reason, all the Ghost Mind people follow me on Twitter. Also, it was also then Ghost Lab, and that's maybe doing our show. I would tell maybe do it when we have our little guest show about Supernatural. I'll share the story about me fighting with the members of the Ghost Lab. I wish I could find those Facebook emails. I fought with the Ghost Lab people because I told them it was a bunch of fakes, and they got mad and they kept on bawling me out. But I had to point out what they was being fakes about, and I told them the show was gonna get canceled. And guess what? Who's not hunting ghosts anymore? Not me, because I wasn't hunting them to start with. Anyhow. Yeah, Ken, he interviewed Grant Wilson on one of his shows. So check out his show. He's both on Spreaker and also on Blog Talk Radio. It's the Ken Boggle Talk Show. I like what Ken does. Ken's a great guy. And also, you can check out Ken and I and also Donovan from the Off Limits Show on the Crew Show, which we three kind of give our three very different opinions and positions on just about anything. Sometimes gay, sometimes not. This past week, we did a show that I called the Coven Consortium, where we kind of talked about the comeback of American Horror Story this past week, which I guess was on Wednesday. So check it, if you haven't watched it or you haven't listened to it, check us out on the Crew Show or the thecrewshow.net. I don't know if Ken, you need to get a website. You need to get a Blogspot or a WordPress or whatever you want to use, you're more comfortable with. You need to get a website and a Facebook page for your show. And oh, are that but that's are that is that your regular page? Because I know you have stuff about your show on your regular page. But check out Ken Boggle. You know, you can check him out. He's on the crew, and his contact information is on the crewshow.net as well. All right, guys, I am going to bed. I want to end this at 3. It is 3:08. I am David from the 5x5. I'm here. We're here. You're here. And we're 5x5. You guys have a great remain rest of the weekend, and I will see you next time. Bye.